And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, Coach, I never like to start an interview talking about injuries, but I know last week a couple of your starters unfortunately went down and had to come out of the game, Connor Wells and Evan Saborin. Are you able to give us an injury update on them and maybe just talk about the overall health of the team at this point in the season?
Yep. Well, Evan, he hurt his knee, and he'll be out probably the rest of the season, so that's unfortunate for him, and we hate to lose him. Just hope that he can get healed up and be ready for next year in football. So, and then Connor, he'll be out. He'll be out a week here, maybe. Oh, so we're hoping it's only a week. So we'll wait and see. He's just day by day and see how he gets better, and then we'll wait and see if he's cleared or not to play. So, but we've had guys that come to practice this week and stepped up and have taken those roles, and we've had a really good week of practice. So. Go out and see what we can do on Friday night.
Carly, you talk about guys stepping into new roles, maybe new positions now with everything that has gone on this past week. Talk a little bit about how they have been able to adjust some of those guys in new roles. And as a coaching staff, have you simplified some things in making those moves, or does everything kind of stay regular?
No, I think everything will stay about regular in what we're going to run and what we're going to do. I think the kids that we have moved around, they have plenty of playing experience, and it's just going to really be recognizing what they see. You know, there's always a little bit of a learning curve when you're stepping to a new spot, you know, because you get better as you do it. And I think as the game comes along, those guys will get better. But the kids we have there on the line, Cal's moved to a tackle, and we have Hagen at center, and he's played plenty of that. And then we have Bryson at guard, and he's already had plenty of practice there, so I think we'll be all right. Probably the biggest learning curve will be for Cal Wells, the tackle there, and he's really asked good questions and done a good job, and it'll just take time. And then Bryce, I don't think it'll be much. We moved Bryce to the fullback position where Connor was, and it's not much different than his other position. What he did is just a little bit different responsibilities on what you do, and we moved Nathan Reynolds up, and he'd already practiced at the three back, and then we got Tyson Neely and Cruz Sopranik that will be also in there in the backfield. So those guys have all had plenty of experience with small teams. The great thing is each kid gets lots of reps at those positions in our individual groups, and so it shouldn't be much different. It's just that playing experience, and it'll take a little adjustment for them to get used to it at game speed. So that'll probably be the big thing.
Coach, I know that with any football team, attitude is always a big thing. And as I watch it from afar, you seem like you have kids that have great attitude and kids that love to take on a challenge.
Yep, we do. I mean, all of our kids. You know, last week at the game, they were kind of stunned a little bit to lose two kids that quick in the game. We responded okay at times and then didn't at times. And we've talked a lot about it this week and talked about leadership and what leaders do and how they respond and what they do. So we've really had a good week of practice. So I think that's really important, and that really sets the tone for how things are going to go Friday night.
It's the regular season finale. I don't know where the season is when. It seems like it's gone fast. But I know that you and your kids, I'm sure, really want to finish things off the right way.
Yep, we do. I mean, the kids, we've talked about the game and what it means. And really, we just got to go out and do our thing. Do your job, each person. That's a big thing with what I talk about is do your job, do your technique. And then if everybody does that, you'll be okay. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just worry about the play that we're doing and what we're doing on the field, whether it's offense or defense. Worry about one play at a time and doing your job and doing your technique. And if you do that, good things will happen for you.
You get Gothenburg in your regular season finale. As you prepare for them, Carly, just talk about them a little bit and some of the keys of the game as you see it.
Key's really going to be up front on the defensive line, I think. You know, they kind of spread you out, try to overload you, try to get you out of position. And we just really got to be technique sound and know our responsibilities and do your job each and every time. And offensively, I think that's their scheme, and they're going to take chances, and they're going to throw deep on you. And we just got to be technique sound and know your job and do your job. Offensively, that's where they throw a lot at you. In the years past, they've really blitzed us and brought a lot of guys, brought a lot of pressure. So, you know, what we do is if we pick up the pressure, it's going to be a big play for us. And that's just recognizing. And then, you know, having kids, a few kids in different spots, well, it'll be a learning curve because we have a really hard time simulating the speed, game speed. So it'll take us a little bit to get adjusted, but I think our kids will pick it up and see what they're trying to do to stop us.
Well, Carly, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
We appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.